to Adventist Churchman Radio. I'm so glad you have taken your time to join us at this particular day and at this particular moment. It's by the will of the Lord that we have met at this juncture. Today we are going to read more about Isaiah chapter 10. May God guide us, may the Spirit of the Lord guide me through as we read this chapter. Before I go any further, let me pray. Almighty Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, guide me. Send the Holy Ghost to guide me. Forgive us our iniquities. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. For this time, we look on Isaiah chapter 10. We will see about the things which are happening upon the time we are living. Isaiah chapter 10 gives us a lot of information. Verses 1 of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 1. The Bible says, "Woe unto them that decree unrighteousness decrees, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless." We are living in a very moment and the times whereby at this moment injustice is prevailing upon the land. But the prophecy says that these things are going to happen, and the Lord allowed these things because our negligence, because we do the truth. In Isaiah chapter 10 verses 1 onwards, the Bible says warning about those who allowed this to happen. Woe unto them that prescribed to turn aside the needy from judgment and take away the right from the poor of people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. It is prevailing about the land whereby people are struggling to make both ends meet in an unjust manner. Verse 3, the Bible says, "And what will you do in the station and the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for? Where will you leave your glory?" This is us in this case. He is the one who is behind this. He is the one who was given power by the dragon or the devil or the old serpent in the book of Revelation chapter 12. Here, God is asking who will save Antichrist when time comes. The Lord is saying, our God Almighty is saying, "Without me, they are down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the chain." Jesus Christ said in the book of Philippians 4 verses 13, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me." And also the Bible says, "Without me, you can do nothing." So if these people not acknowledge the Creator, even Jesus Christ, they can think that is shall fall under the prisoners. So I believe that verse 5. Isaiah chapter 10 verses 5, the Bible says, "O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, and starving hand is my indignation." The Assyrians, it is speaking about the king here, who is the leader, or the king of Egypt. Those things, two nations are using synonym. In that, they have a king, and these people worship. And indeed, they have taken people captive. That is the message the Lord is giving these days, which we are living. The Bible says, "O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, the starving hand is my indignation." So, God has said, this Assyrian king, yes, he has indeed allowed, because people are blind and they read not the scriptures to understand. Yes, allowed this king, the papacy, all took over. Because people are blind, they read not history. All these things are repeating in our time. Let us go to the book of Romans 16:17. The Bible says that God allowed faith to rule, or to even to add in his heart, so that people could know him, so that people can realize the justice of God and realize the character. So that the generation which was to fall, they should know. But even in our time, God has allowed things to end before the king of the earth, so that we can learn what God needs for us. In the book of Romans chapter 9, it says, "Certain, it is not of him that faith, nor of him that runneth, but God that showed mercy. For the scripture says, even for this same purpose I set thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that mine might be declared throughout all the earth." God has allowed all these things happening upon the confederacy, the unity of church and state, the evil which is uniting, not to serve God, but is going against, and people are not really realizing what is going on. We go to the book of Exodus chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. Of Exodus, we get the same message. what we have run. And Exodus chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, And in fair deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to shew in thee my power, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exerted though never against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. So even by now, Antichrist is not letting the people go, because he was given a dragon by the devil. No, this says, if you understand it, the book of Job very well. God allowed the devil to do what he did so that they can be massacred in his character. The devil been destroyed. Even at this place, we see that Pharaoh was not ready to allow the people of God or to set free. We serve the Antichrist who is not letting the people free. He is leading them captive. What has happened? Let us go to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah here, chapter 5. O Assyria, and the rod on my hand, and the staff in thy hand is in my indignation. Send upon him an exclamation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down with the mire of the streets. God has allowed all these things to happen in our time. For what purpose? To awaken the people so that they can realize the mercies of God. God has allowed prophecies to happen. Not that they have to be fulfilled, but because of our rebellion and our stubbornness to urge the truth. Albeit he meaneth not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. It is through these people, a message where people have not acknowledged the message of the truth to be saved, that are happening upon the nations. And through these, many nations will be laid to waste. The Bible says, "How about him, imminent not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he said, so through this Antichrist, not the Pope." The Lord is saying in Isaiah chapter 10 verses 8, he says, "For he said, are not my princes also together kings?" You get here that the Pope is the one who is speaking about, he's actually proud about the leader who are within the earth. If you get this same message, you will get it being quoted somewhere. No people are calling Father, but it was prophesied by Job long time ago about him speaking the same word. Let us turn to the book of Job before we consider more about the papacy or the Antichrist upon the earth. The book of Job, chapter 4. In Job chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall man more pure than his maker?" So it is questioning about the power of the Pope in time which we are living. He says, "Behold, he doth not trust in his servants and his angels. How much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth?" So that is the question. That is the same question which we have in our time. In that, at here, the Bible says that this man is very proud of himself, and this is what the Lord is against and is calling upon him and all the people of the earth to see this and run to get out of this deceptive mammoth. Because the Pope is not proud, because he's uniting the earth through the deceptions of the climate thing. But prophetically, if you go to the book of Job, it is not God who destroyed the climate. Who was destroying the climate? It's the devil. And the Bible says that the dragon gave power unto the first beast, and the beast gave power to the first, and that is the sense. So someone is behind all these movements that are going on the earth. So this is what the papacy says. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 8, the Bible says, "For he said, I am not my prince." He is proud upon the leaders of the earth, because he has taken them captive. As we read the whole of chapter 10 of Isaiah, also you compare the book of Jeremiah chapter 4, you get the same words. The Bible is supposed to be opened in secrecy. But if you compare scripture with the scripture, you'll get the message which the Lord intends to be heard in the last days. Isaiah chapter 9, it gives the place by and it dwells in the smallest city in the world, which is the smallest city in the world. Usually, like speaking that one. But let's go to Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14. The Bible says, I have heard a rumor from God. And an ambassador sent unto the earth and saying, Gather together and come against her and rise up to the battle. Now, as the Antichrist is rising, Paul, which is upon us at these days we are living, is that we should rise against her in the battle. Against powers and darkness in this world. Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us, Take all arm of God and the faith. All those things are spoken in the Quran. Ephesians chapter 6, those which we should take. To fight against not a physical war, for we also not against flesh and blood, but against a spiritual war going on at the moment. It's a war between Elijah and Baal. Now, in Isaiah chapter 49 verses 5 says, For I make this small earthen and despised among men, the smallest in the world. And upon the sea, people have despised, but from cast the Antichrist, the Antichrist against us, even the smallest city, Jerusalem, the Emperor, Ephrathah. That was the small one whereby King Solomon ring from. Jeremiah 9 verse 6, the Bible says that it is speaking about the past, thy deepness has deceived thee and the pride of thy heart. Oh, thou dwellest in the cleft of the rock and holdest the height of the hill. So thou make thine eye as the eagle, I look thee down and say the Lord. But the Lord destroy him after when he comes. Very soon, he could destroy him because he's uniting the world not toward God but for an evil idea. He is proud of saying that, for he said, I want my princess to be king. But Jesus also to say, it's not Karen as Kakimish, it's not Hamath as Avad, it's not Maria as Damascus. So, he's firing this kind of idol worship which is moving over Israel.